This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. After more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases, life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday most restrictions can be lifted as Melbourne is at zero cases and testing has been effective.
Now is the time to open up. Now is the time to congratulate every single Victorian for staying the course. Now is the time to thank every single Victorian family for being guided by the data, the science, and the doctors.
The announcement comes as Melbourne and the surrounding Victoria state recorded its first 24-hour period without any new coronavirus infections since June 9th. Mexican health authorities acknowledge the country's true death toll from the coronavirus pandemic is far higher than previously thought, saying there were more than 193,000 excess deaths in the year up to September 26th. Of those, more than 139,000 are now judged to be attributable to COVID-19. Mexico's official test-confirmed death toll is only about 89,000, but officials previously acknowledged many people didn't get tested or their tests were mishandled. Buckling under the resurgence of the coronavirus in Europe, the Spanish government declared a national state of emergency Sunday that includes an overnight curfew in hopes of not repeating the near collapse of the country's hospitals. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the decision to restrict free movement on the streets of Spain between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. allows exceptions for commuting to work, buying medicine, and caring for elderly and young family members. He said the curfew would likely remain in place for 6 months. This is VOA News. British Swedish pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca announced Monday a vaccine it has developed in cooperation with the University of Oxford has produced a similar immune response in both younger and older adults, with adverse responses lower among the elderly. The announcement by the British Swedish pharmaceutical giant comes the same day the Financial Times newspaper said early reports from testing showed the experimental vaccine, dubbed AZD1222, produces a robust immune response in elderly people who are among the highest risk from the disease. One of U.S. President Donald Trump's top aides says when it comes to COVID-19, quote, we're not going to control the pandemic, end quote. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We want normal life to resume.
President Trump held a rally in New Hampshire Sunday.
And next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country.
Well, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told CNN, we're not going to control the pandemic, but focus on therapeutics and a vaccine. The president again claimed an end was in sight.
Even without the vaccines, we're rounding the turn. It's going to be over.
Rounding the corner.
Senator Kamala Harris in Detroit. The Democratic vice presidential nominee says the president is out of touch when it comes to the economic impact, too.
In Michigan, one out of four small businesses has gone out of business. And he talks about rounding the corner.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Monday, the United Nations reiterated its call for a, quote, humanitarian ceasefire, end quote, in Afghanistan. The UN mission to the country said in a tweet, the cessation of hostilities will enable all parties to fight the common enemy of the coronavirus pandemic and prepare critical humanitarian assistance for all vulnerable Afghans before winter sets in. This comes as the United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least 5 Taliban insurgents. The Taliban alleges the U.S. drone strike Sunday evening, quote, in recurrent violation, end quote, of the agreement, killed 3 children. A third ceasefire in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have collapsed Monday, again failing to end 4 weeks of fighting over the disputed territory. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other of violating the U.S.-brokered truce shortly after it entered into force at 8 a.m. local time. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said in a statement, Armenian forces had shelled villages in gross violation of the truce. For its part, Armenia's defense ministry used similar language, saying Azerbaijani forces had grossly violated the ceasefire with artillery fire along various parts of the line of contact. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.